When most people hear the word malnutrition, they'll think of situations where there's a food shortage, an extreme food shortage, like a famine. And although that does happen and it's tragic, that's not the main case for malnutrition. Malnutrition's happening where some kid doesn't get the right diet, gets some diarrheal episode, and their gut, including the microbiome part of their gut, is inflamed, and so they're not able to take advantage of the food. And so with our African scientists, we looked at twins where one twin would do well and one wouldn't, and then, took samples to understand, okay, exactly what's going on and how do you stop that? And so it's partly micronutrients that are missing, things like iron, zinc, vitamin A. It's partly a lack of protein. And so we have a variety of ways of intervening, some of which are very inexpensive. Of course, a critical period for nutrition, before you're born, your mother's nutrition affects your entire life, how your brain and body develops. And so one of the exciting new interventions is giving pregnant mothers additional vitamins. We've always traditionally given them two, iron and folic acid, but by adding four others, which is only a few dollars per pregnancy, we see that the health of the mother and the health of the baby are substantially improved.
Some of these interventions, as you mentioned, are being implemented right now. It's a big problem on a big scale. What else is needed?
The challenges, whether it's malnutrition or malaria, they're not quite as visible to the entire world that should pitch in as it should be. And particularly right now, where the world's very focused on, we've got a war in Ukraine, we've got unrest in the Middle East, the focus on helping the continent where, there's the most young people and the most growth and therefore the most potential, I'd say that's quite a bit down from where we were before the pandemic. And we see that not just in understanding the health issues, but, helping out with the debts and the debt payments that many African countries have, or even the aid levels. Aid to Africa is the lowest portion of aid that it's been in history. One topic people do pay attention to is climate change. And so, there's an important connection in the report where we say, if you feel bad about climate change, what should you do? Well, these nutritional interventions are the highest impact thing to help the adaptation to minimize the damage. And that area of climate adaptation doesn't get enough effort. And then, given that resources are so limited, what are the things that should be done to help these children? That's the human lens that we need to apply to, if I care about climate change, what am I doing to help?